Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. South Florida author Dave Barry wants to be more like his dog. His dog's name is Lucy. She's a big, beautiful black and white, black with white circles. I should say this right, around her eyes, as Dave Barry describes in his newest book, Lessons from Lucy. He'll tell us what kind of dog it is. I'm not good at that. Simple joys of an old, happy dog. She's kind of the life of the party. You could see Lucy was doing a better job at aging than Dave Barry was, or so he points out to us all the time. Lucy's teachings, by the way, led Dave to write this new book about the absurdities of his daily life and how to enjoy them as you're getting older. And we asked you, by the way, what do your pets mean in your life? We heard from a number of you, including Farrah, who tweeted, "My cat has taught me that it's never a bad time for a snuggle or a nap or snuggly nap." What lessons have you learned from your pet? We are live on Facebook, by the way, at WLRN. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at WLRN Sundial. And skip all that. Dave Barry joins me now in studio. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm good. I just want to say about the nap thing. Okay. I agree with that in general and principle. Let's say this should not. Let's say you're an airline pilot approaching the landing. And first of all, you shouldn't have your cat with you in the cockpit. And second of all, even if you do and it wants to snuggle, this is not a time to take a nap. I think we need to say that because people take, this is radio and people listen to us.
No, that is very true. And again, the book is called Lessons from Lucy, The Simple Joys of an Old and Happy Dog. You know, as something I noticed, Dave, is like there's a bit of a different tone in this in other things I've read from yours. Is that, look, there's still the wit, the humor, all that, but there are these moments and it kind of took me back and you're like, you know what, Lucy and I were at that age and time's running out.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a self-help book, and I don't write self-help books. People usually, when they finish reading one of my books, they say, that didn't help me at all, or I'm actually stupider now having read that book. But this one, I hope it's funny. I wanted it to be funny, but it also has what I think is somewhat useful information, especially as you say, if you're like me and you're getting older. Well, we're all getting older, but you are now there officially old as I am. What led me to write it initially was that last year I turned 70, and which is a big one. Everybody always, well, when you're 50, when you're 60, those are milestones. 70 is, to me, is huge because the next one's 80, and no one ever says 80 is the new, 80's old. So 70's old. And at the same time I turned 70, my dog, Lucy, turned 10. And so she is, in dog years, also 70. And I was actually being, for me, pretty reflective about, life in general and where I was going, how much time I have left and how happy I am with what I have, what I've done and what I want to do. And it occurred to me, Lucy was just much better off handling the whole, just as dogs handle life just so much more smoothly than we do.
But you, as you mentioned in the book, you grew up with dogs.
I have always had dogs.
So, I mean, at any point were you looking at your dog, were they teaching you something? Or is it not until you got to Lucy?
Not really. Okay. My basic premise for my whole life, and I made a living writing columns about this, is dogs are not rocket scientists. I tell this story, I've told it a million times, about after Hurricane Andrew. I had two dogs at the time of Andrew. I had a large main dog named Ernest and a small emergency backup dog named Zippy. Everybody, you should have a backup dog in a hurricane in case your main dog goes down for whatever reason. And I used to let him out by a two-stage procedure every morning. And, dogs are very excited about going out in the morning. Yay! They can't believe you thought of it, even though you do it every single day. Dogs are still impressed that you came up with that idea. So in this case, it was a two-stage procedure. I'd open the back door to our house, and then we had a patio with a screen enclosure, which we have here in South Florida, so the mosquitoes will not steal our patio furniture. And so I'd open the back door, and Ernest and Zippy would run across the patio to the screen door and wait for me, because they knew they had to wait at the screen door, and I'd go open the screen door, and they'd rush out into the yard. It's very exciting. So anyway, comes Hurricane Andrew, and the screen enclosure is orbiting the Earth. Okay, there's no screen enclosure left. But the door was still there. The screen door is just there. You know where I'm going.
Yep,
this is absolutely true. Ernest and Zippy, I'd open the back and would run to the screen door. There was nothing preventing them from just going to the yard, but they went to the door because that was the procedure we had learned. So what I'm saying here is dogs are not geniuses. They're certain kinds of rational thinking we're capable of, they are not. But the premise of my book is that they are, even though they're not smart, they're wise. That is to say, dogs do certain things very consistently that make them happy. They are with you all the time. Whenever you're around, the dog will be with you because that makes the dog happy. Dogs like to play because it's fun for them. They will always play. If they, you know, anytime you pick up the ball, they're ready to play. And we're like that when we're little, when we're kids. We're like, we make friends easily. We play a lot. We have fun. We pay attention to the environment. And then when you get older, all that goes away. You become more and more distracted, more and more insular, more and more less aware of your surroundings, less likely to make new friends, less likely to have fun, especially when you get to be old like me.
I'm curious though, when you went to the editors with this, and they had to know. It's like, wait a second, Dave Barry doesn't write self-help books. What is this?
No, the premise was always that it would be funny. Okay. I tried to make it the lessons.
By the way, I'm not saying this is not like a Tony Robbins book. This is it's a
God,
love.
God help us, no.
You know, I don't know, unless you're going to start touring and doing that. Yeah. But no. It's these beautiful lessons, these beautiful stories that you share of experiences that and how Lucy helped you.
Yeah, and she genuinely. I mean, it took, you know, my getting old and deciding to write a book about it to actually focus on what it is she does that makes her so consistently happy. You know, and what is it that I, you know, that she does that I could do except for drinking from the toilet? Although, you know, don't knock it if you haven't tried it, I guess is the, but you know, what specific things she does, that I could do, that I try to do anyway. Like, one example, which sort of I'm reminded of by your discussion with a previous guest about people texting on while they're driving, which pretty much, as far as I can tell, every single human being in Miami is doing all the time. Lucy, my dog, and I think most dogs, they don't get mad that easily, and they don't hold on to anger. You know, they get like Lucy gets mad sometimes. Like we have she sits during the day in my office in the back of the house and looks out on a driveway. She keeps an eye on things. And once a week, these men come to our house, and you will not believe this. They take our garbage. They don't even ask. They just come and take it. And Lucy goes insane with rage when she sees it. She barks, looking at me. You know, she's furious. But then as soon as the men are gone, she's fine. And and if they were to come in the house, she would love them to death, you know. So she doesn't have a lot of anger in her. And when she does have it, she lets it go. Whereas I, and especially this is true, I think, the older I've gotten, get furious very easily over stupid little things, like a guy in front of, like if the light changes in Miami, the only way you're going to find out is people will be honking at the person in front who will be on the phone.
Yes.
Nobody is ever looking at the light. Why would you bother to look at the light when the people behind you will let you know by honking eventually, unless they're all on their phones too. I get furious about that behavior, and I've tried, really tried since I was writing this book, to just calm down, because it doesn't matter that much. It never matters as much as I think it does when it's happening. There's no point in getting that angry about a 10-second delay, and yet, you know, I do it.
You describe my morning ritual. Again, talking with Dave Barry, his new book, Lessons from Lucy, The Simple Joys of an Old Happy Dog. By the way, we are live on Facebook, so you can go to Facebook right now at WLRN Sundial and watch this interview if you'd like to do that. Granted,
Are your options. You can like us with an upward thumb. You can laugh with a little. Is it the one with the tears?
There's the one. Laughing? Laughing.
You can heart us.
Or you can be angry.
Does Facebook allow that?
Yeah. I think there's an anger one, and there's also one of surprise.
Okay.
So maybe there's somebody might be surprised. I did a terrible job of describing Lucy, by the way. And there's a picture right in front of me.
Yeah, we think of her as a beautiful dog. She started out as a jet black dog when we got her. In fact, one of the reasons she was still, she was a rescue dog. And one of the reasons she was still in the rescue facility was people don't generally pick black dogs. Big reason for that is they don't photograph well. Like when we got Lucy, our daughter, Sophie, who is the reason my wife finally broke down and let us get a dog. I failed utterly to convince my wife, but Sophie broke Michelle down. And so finally we said, okay, we'll get a dog, but it has to be a rescue dog. So we go on the internet and there's all these pictures. And most of them were these cute puppies, you know, golden retrievers and stuff. And then there's this one blob, you can't see a dog at all. It's just a black thing with two glowing orbs, which were Lucy's eyes. But it looked like Demon Blob from Hell Dog. And the thing is, they put little descriptions. And the description under Lucy was, She couldn't be sweeter if she tried. She never tries to take the other dog's food. So we're looking at all these puppies, and we're saying, Sophie, do you want a puppy? Look at the puppy. And Sophie keeps coming back to the demon blob and saying, says he couldn't be nicer if she tried. Sophie likes that a lot. So that's, we went to meet Lucy, who came charging at us, you know, and within, we had brought another of Sophie's friends along because we want to make sure the dog would be good with kids. They're both 10-year-old girls. And within seconds, they're all rolling around on the ground together. And Lucy's like, you know, letting them, you know, rub her belly and everything. And we had said on the way, now, Sophie, we're not going to make the decision right away. You know, we're going to talk about this. But of course, the decision was made, you know, before they even, you know, collided in this racing together. They're already all in love, the three of them lying on the ground. So we got Lucy that way.
You had, I guess, her DNA tested to see what kind of dog she is.
Yeah, I did.
And it's like a mix of like four or five different things.
Turns out she is a member of the British royal family.
Oh, there! Yeah. Wow. Okay.
They get around those Windsors. No. What? Okay. Everybody thought she was a lab because she's a large, she's like 80 pounds now, black dog. But in fact, according to the DNA thing, she's half a boxer, a quarter Dalmatian, a quarter Chow Chow, and a quarter retriever. So she's a purebred Boxmation Chow Retriever. Oh no, wait, I did that wrong. But half guy, I came up with one and a half.
You did.
I have one and a half dogs in there. No, I was never good at math. I'm an English major. No, but it's half boxer, quarter Dalmatian, eighth Chow Chow, eighth retriever. Whew, I'm sorry.
That's all right,
Mr. Schofield, if you're listening, taught me fractions.
Again, talking with Dave Barry about his new book. And you know, we've been asking you, by the way, is like, what lessons have you learned from your pet? How important your pets are to you? And you can find us on Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Mike Hurl tweeted us, "My tabby has taught me to breathe and get rid of stress. No matter what kind of day I've had, when I walk in the door in the evening, she makes me smile and laugh. Pets give so much." Miguel Perez messaged us on Facebook, "I've learned that they love me to death." This is true. I don't have one, but I've always grown up around them. My grandmother had Basset Hounds. So just always the droopy face in the ears, licking the face all the time. You're right. You leave for 10 minutes, 10 days.
And it doesn't matter. When you get back, it's the most exciting and the best thing. Nobody ever will love anybody the way a dog loves a person. And that's what, you know, in the end, that's what it comes down to. People just get so much from having some relationship that is that deep and intense and uncluttered by any kind of agendas or anything else. The dog just loves you. The dog just wants to be with you. And, you know, again, not to get corny, but that's kind of one of the lessons is we really ought to feel that more that way more about each other, about, you know, human to human as we do. But we have so much in the way. We get so wrought with, you know, so many things happen that make us unable to just give that love, you know, and dogs don't have those problems.
I was thinking about, I mean, you have these eight lessons and they make sense. But I think, as you said, you know, you get to a certain point in life, and I'm young, but I'm nearing the big 50, and I'm thinking about things.
You're a baby.
I'm a baby to you. I know that's
child.
But at the same time, you know, you talk about, like, you know, some of the lessons you've learned. Don't stop having fun. Make friends easier. Things like that, and don't hold on to. You know what? Don't. One of them was, don't take things for granted. And I'm thinking to myself, but you get caught up in your ways, and then you don't even think about that, and then changing gets hard.
Yeah, the world is so full of distractions for people, and dogs are so good at ignoring almost all of them, except the ones that are really, really important to the dog, like the smell of the other dog's urine, which unfortunately is one of them. But that doesn't usually get in the way of our. But yeah, the world is so full of distraction, and a good example of that, which I talk about some in the book, is like, and this is not a new observation on my part, but if you go to a funeral, somebody you loved. Everybody kind of has the same reaction, which is, oh man, that person's now gone. I never will talk to that person again. And there are all these times when I could have and I didn't, or I, you know, I said, and that's gone now. That opportunity's not here anymore. I will not let that happen again with my loved ones. I am going to be better from now on. I think everyone who goes to a funeral that really moves them comes out feeling some form of that emotion. Then you walk out, and within 10 minutes, your phone beeps or something, you know, and you're back to, because this is important. I have to deal with this. Oh, the car these things are important. I got to deal with that. You know, and then none of those things, when you really get down to it, as important as saying to somebody you love, I love you. But at the moment, they all seem more important. And so you put that off and put it off and put it off and put it off. And then next thing you know, you're at a funeral again. And yeah.
Of the eight lessons, though, which ones have been the easiest for you?
The easiest? The easiest for me is like, don't try not to take looks too seriously. Dogs don't care what anybody looks like. That's one of the wonderful things about it. If you ever look at when two dogs meet each other, they don't even look at each other's faces. They go straight to each other's butts. I guess that matters to them. But I'm not recommending that either. But they don't, you know, they don't form a relationship or make a judgment based on how you look.
Right.
Lucy loves everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like. Lucy loves you as soon as she meets you. We're not good about that, but I think I'm better than a lot of people about that because I never thought of myself as, you know, I never was competing in the looks department in my, you know, in my like my self image. So I'm like happy with the idea that you can judge people, you know, on something other than appearance. I put that in there because I think it's important and because we are in a society where, you know, especially if you're like young women, I have a daughter, where that they're just, you know, it's kind of drilled into them how important looks are.
Yeah.
Not, you know, through the commercials and that sort of thing.
Right.
So, and dogs are good about that.
So which one's the hardest one?
Hardest for me has been making friends. I've never been great about it. I'm a shy person to begin with. All people don't believe that, but it's true. And the older I got, the more I realized I don't need any friends. I don't even like the friends I have. You know, I'm not even sure my dear friends that I love very much are all still alive. Because to find out, I would have to call them up, and I'm too busy being old. You know, that has been tough. And you know, so I have made a point of reconnecting with friends. I've started calling people, and it's hard for a guy to call another guy. I think women are way better at that. They'll call up I just wanted to say hi. You don't do that to another guy. There has to be a reason. Like, you need his kidney. There has to be a reason you call another guy. And so it's harder to do that, but I've tried. What is really hard for me is making new friends. It's hard. It's difficult for me to come up with a basis for a friendship at my age.
I try to explain this to the young workers here. I can't let you go without asking about this. This book, I mean, it got us thinking. A lot of us were joking, oh, I got to get a dog now. It definitely put us in tears. We were looking, you know, especially, and not to give anything away, but, you know, one of the chapters talks about an experience you had recently with your daughter.
Yeah.
And how Lucy really helped you get through this. Your daughter, she had an illness, and all of a sudden everybody's lives changed.
Yeah, the last chapter of the book wasn't supposed to be there. I finished this book last year. I was supposed to be going on book tour last October. My daughter, Sophie, was getting ready to go to college in August. Woke up one morning paralyzed, not going to go too much detail, and I will say right now she's okay,
getting ready to go to school.
She is in school. She just completed. She
okay.
started late, but she got through. Completed the second semester. Anyway, not to get complicated, but she's good. She's walking. She's going to school. But it was the most terrifying time I've ever. Just every parent's worst nightmare was ours, and we just lived this awful experience. And what came out of that, weirdly enough, the lesson. When that happened, I first of all said I can't go on a book tour. I'm sorry, and I don't know if I'll ever want to go on a book tour now because I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. When it looked like it was going to be okay, I went back to the publisher and said I have to write another chapter. I can't go out and talk about life lessons without this one.
Yeah.
And the lesson, weirdly enough, was gratitude, which is the last thing I thought I was going to feel after this horrible experience watching my daughter suffer. But when that happened, when you're in a hospital, you know, day and night for weeks and weeks, and you don't know what's going to happen, and nobody's promising you a good outcome, you suddenly realize what's important in life. And to us, the only thing important to us was our daughter's health. We didn't care anymore about our careers. We didn't care what was going on in politics or the economy or anything else. We didn't care about anything but that. And when that came back, when we got that back, we were so grateful. And we look, you know, so what I say in the book is if you look around at your life and you think it's not so great, but you think about it. If you wake up in the morning and you can walk, and your daughter, your son, your kids are healthy, your grandkids are healthy, reasonably healthy. If you have that much, it doesn't really matter what else, that you have a pretty good life. Because if you lost that, you would realize how unimportant all the stuff you think is important is.
Yeah.
This is what's important. It's just not much. And you should be grateful every day for it. And I have to say, that's the biggest change in my life was that. Like Michelle and I talk about this all the time. We wake up, Sophie's okay. It's a good it's a good day. It's a good world. We're okay. You know, that's the rest of it. We can just, you know, our roof leaks, which it did this week. Like, okay, that's fine. It's a leak in the roof.
Yeah.
That is not the same as losing your health, losing your loved one's health.
Beautiful lessons again from, well, we always learn lessons from our pets. Again, the book is called Lessons from Lucy, The Simple Joys of an Old and Happy Dog, Dave Barry. Such a joy, such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, same here, Liz. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. And you know what? It's just a fun, it's a fun read. Look, trust me, it's not self-help. It's actually...
yeah, I ended on a sort of a sad note there.
It's still funny. It's really, really... It's Dave Barry, for heaven's sake. So that's our program for today, this Tuesday, May 14th. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget.